shall we go? The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And an amazing statement that we heard from our gospel reading today, a statement you're probably too used to if you're here most Sundays. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is God's word for you today, a word that says to you and to me, whatever you have done in your sins, in your shame, in your guilt, whatever regrets you have a God who loves you, a God who has given up his life, who has shed his blood for you. Today, many of our churches in Nevada County, Grass Valley, and across the country are focusing on Life Sunday, the sanctity of all human life. And this should be more than just a one Sunday a year topic for all Christians, because you and I are in the midst of a battleground, a battle between God and the devil. God, who believes every life is worth saving because he is the author of all life, and the devil, who believes that life should be destroyed, that it should be consumed up into nothing. Sanctity of life is not just a one-topic Sunday about abortion. Sure, we can talk about that. We can talk about the millions of babies that continue to be cut down through abortion at the beginning of their lives, even more so today by not just doctors, but by medications that can be received at your local pharmacy. There's no denying that that is a big problem, but there is so much more to life and Life Sunday. Our society today tends to view life just simply as disposable, throwing it away, valuing life by how valuable it is to you or to me, but not to everyone in general. There's even a new phrase, actually it's not that new anymore these days, that reflects the cutting out of others from their lives. "You're dead to me," somebody might say. I think that's more than just a new clever phrase, though, when you think about it. And when you think about life and the sanctity of life, that phrase should send chills down our back. What are we doing? What are we saying? Where are we going as a people, as a country, and a society concerning all forms of life? Is not life precious to you? It should be. because your life was precious to your own mother who gave birth to you. Is not all life precious even as we get into our older years, as we suffer more with more pain, more frustrations, more doctor visits, more questions than answers that we can find? It should be, because of all of the things that God continues to give to us. But consider all of the life issues that plague our world today. Mercy killing is being extended and thought as a viable option for more and more people. Assisted suicide is now legal in this state. It's thought of just as a variant of mercy killing. The only difference is who's administering the lethal medication. Genocide and ethnic hatred seem to be ramping up all over our world. There are great atrocities happening because of wars and dictators. There are refugees who have no country to live in, to call their own, no home, no place to say that this is where they live or where they are from. And you may or may not agree with the refugees in Europe or possibly coming in to this country. But in the end, the question still beckons us. Are they not human beings created by God as well? And added to that also continues all of the other life issues, the human trafficking, the sexual slavery, and all of the other things that go on putting down life and diminishing it. The bottom line should be in the front of our minds today. How do we look at ourselves? And how do we look at each other? Is each and every person, no matter how small or how large, no matter how new in the womb or how old, no matter how frustrating or useful they are or are not to you, no matter how frail or how strong they are, are they a life given by God and therefore precious to Him? Or are they something else? Something that can be treated like an old printer that is out of date or a television set that no longer works. Something we just throw in the landfill. And how we view life and how we view one another is going to ultimately be how we treat one another. So I cannot think of a better word to hear from today than from the gospel that we heard. Even our Old Testament reading, where God claims that He has called us by name in the womb. But even more specifically today, John the Baptist looking at Jesus and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." When we think about that, when we look at ourselves and we look at other people, that should show us how we regard one another. When John looked at Jesus, he saw more than just a man walking along. He saw the Lamb of God who came to take all the sins of the world away. That's because when Jesus was born and when He has come for you, He looked at you and me as more than just a sinner. He sees a life worth saving, a life worth loving, a life worth serving. You may not think you're worth that much. You may not think you're worth even anything, but God severely disagrees with you. He hemmed you in your mother's womb. He has called you by name. You are His. And quite frankly, in the midst of all of the political debate and rage about life today, no matter what your opinion is today, God's opinion matters more from His Word. So if you are worth something to Him, and you are, then you are worth something. And what is it that you and I are worth to Him? The own dear life of His only begotten Son, who came to trade His life for your death, who came to take the judgment of sin and to give you forgiveness, who came so that He would not say to you and to me, "You're dead to me." He came so that you would be dead to sin and alive in Christ Jesus. Can you imagine for a moment, just for a moment, what this world would be like if we could look at each other as God truly looks at you? If we could look at every person in life as a life worth living, as a life given by God, if we could look at every unborn child, every handicapped human being, every elderly person who is terminally ill, every refugee who has lost their home, all that they have and are about, if we could literally love our neighbor as ourselves, as much as God loves us, could you imagine what this world would truly be like? If we could look at each other as a life worth laying down our own time, our own efforts, maybe even our own lives for? The whole question and focus on the sanctity of human life wouldn't have to be brought up on a Sunday now and then, would it? And so the question should be even more so, can we do this? What do you think? Can we do this in a sinful, a dark, and dying world with we ourselves living in our own sinful flesh? The answer is yes. Absolutely yes, we can. Not perfectly, I know, to be sure. But that doesn't mean that we give up. It doesn't mean that we're silent on things. It doesn't mean that we do not uphold life. You are baptized in the Christ Jesus, and you are given His Holy Spirit through His Word, and you continue day by day learning of Him and growing in Him. And yes, you begin to be like Him in all ways. His Word and His Spirit, His forgiveness working in us, conforming us into His own image, the image that was lost in sin, but now restored to you and to me in Jesus. So yes, we can now begin to see as Jesus sees. We can begin to love as He loves. We can serve as He serves. And we can do as He does. Even though we have our moments where we fall, where we are silent, where we sin. Even we have those moments at times where we revert back to our old sinful nature. Nonetheless, there is forgiveness. There is mercy. There is new life in Christ each and every day. And when we go back to our old ways, when we go back to thinking about the value of life and whether or not it's truly there, when we go back to even wondering if we ourselves are worth anything, repent of all of those things that go against God and His Word. Repent of thinking that you're not worth the love of God or the love of others. Repent for living as if you have not lived and have been baptized in the Christ Jesus. You have the new life provided for you in the Lamb who's taken away your sin, who's taken away your death, and has given you something new, something better, something that will last beyond this world, life eternal through Himself. And He continues to give you that to this day. The new life begin in baptism, continues in absolution, the forgiveness of your sins, and it's presented to you at this table today in His body and blood to strengthen your faith and to grant you eternal life. And not just you, but all people, whoever you are, whatever you have done, you are not too far gone. You are not too sinful for the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You have His promise of life today. So, hear these words today. If you've had an abortion, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you have remained silent about the rights of the unborn and have not defended them, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you have doubts and fears about past decisions and sins that you have made, the things that creep up and give you guilty feelings, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you think of yourself as worthless, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you have failed to love each other, if you have failed to serve, if you have failed to forgive, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you have made the lives of others weaker, if you have angered people, made them bitter, if you've been hard by your words and your deeds against one another, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you have not been dead to sin and alive in Christ, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. if you have cut others out of your life, if you wish they were dead to you, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you want to do better in this life, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you want to know the love of God, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. See this bread, see this wine. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you want life and life eternal, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Your sin, my sin, gone, forgiven. Life is yours. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen.